And I want to switch gears a little bit now. Let's talk about what's going on, because we're talking on NCAA Selection Day. Is this the busiest day of the year for a college coach?
So, yeah, but, you know, it's pretty much routine around
right.
here. The expectation level starts now for this program, and I didn't set the watermark for the program. It was set long before I got here. But the first College World Series ever won in Omaha, Nebraska, was won by the University of Texas. And so this school has participated in 11 more College World Series than any other school in the country, which is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So we've been there a lot more than half the time that event has taken place. So it's pretty much expected, and another good thing about it is we have lots of help around here and lots of professionals involved with the baseball program. Our athletic director and the university does the best possible job of supporting this program in every way.
From where you sit, does any of it ever get old, though?
Yeah, bad calls by the umpires.
Right.
That really gets old.
That's it. You have kind of a sneaky first-round game against Princeton, a team that beat LSU earlier this year down in Baton Rouge. And like I said, we're kind of talking within an hour or so of the brackets being announced. But do you know much about the Tigers right now?
I do know a little bit about their program. They run a really good program. They're all coached up. Their coach is highly successful, and they've won some big games. They've got great facilities at Princeton for an Ivy League school. They're right on top of their baseball program. So the fact that they've beaten some good teams and won the championship means they have at least one exceptional pitcher, so we'll see him. And it means that they have an offensive team that can score some runs. And I know they're going to be highly disciplined and very intelligent.
Yeah, I can imagine that when you're talking about GPAs and everything else. They're out of the Ivy League, of course. And from your playing days at Fresno State to where you are right now, the whole thing, the tournament, the College World Series, the whole thing has changed. When you look at the selection process, where it is right now, is there anything you would change if you could?
I think as long as there's 64 teams, I think what the committee is talking about doing, which I think would be a very positive change, is to eliminate the double elimination tournament, add another week to the tournament, and start out with 32 sites. And if they went to 32 sites, it would be the best 2 out of 3.
Right.
Then that would knock it down. Then they'd play another, and then that would knock it down the next weekend to your Omaha group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd end up, I don't know how many weeks, I guess it's 3 weekends it would take to do it that way. But you'd end up with 8 teams in Omaha, but just think of the impact around the country that would have to have more more teams in more places. And there's enough great stadiums throughout the country now, in the SEC, the ACC, the Big East. There's just a lot of really fine facilities throughout the country that are really kind of going to waste as a result of jamming up 4 teams in a double elimination tournament the way we're doing it now. So that's being talked about, has been talked about, will continue to be talked about. Hopefully it will be implemented. Certainly not my idea, but a darn good one, whoever thought it up.
Well, when you look at a 2 out of 3 format, it seems like obviously having games on TV helps promote the product and promote the sport. It would seem like that's a little bit more conducive to a TV schedule than the current double elimination regional format that you talked about.
Absolutely, Sean. It would be a much more effective way to present the product. It really would. And you know, we're starting our own Longhorn network this fall, along with ESPN, and that would really make for interesting television to have that format in place.
Regardless of what the format is, how important is Game 1 in any postseason?
Game 1 and Game 2. We just We just played in our conference tournament, and we won game one and lost game two. And so we played five games in 5 days.
Right.
And that is quite a grind. And we ended up losing to Missouri, who played terrific baseball in that tournament. And we're very inspired by the Joplin incident. And it just shows you once again why baseball's such a great sport. The game really does reward the people that give their heart and soul to it. And that's what their players did on behalf of the Joplin tornado and the devastation there, and represented the state of Missouri with a fabulous run at the championship. And but it's a tough grind, man.
As you mentioned in your book, we'll wrap up on this. Now, you have a long history with Omaha. Texas has a long history with Omaha. You didn't get to be there for the last College World Series at Rosenblatt. What would it mean for you and the Longhorns to be there for the first one at the new stadium?
It would mean a lot. For me, personally, I would be overjoyed to be a part of opening up this stadium. For Omaha, I think it would be good because, you know, we'll travel. We'll travel.
Sure.
Thousands of people will go because of the new stadium. So I think it would benefit everybody. But you have to win your way there. That's the excitement of it all. On a personal level, I've been involved with Omaha since 1959. So that's a long, long time. And it's heartfelt that they kept it in Omaha. And so many lives have been changed as a result of the games that have been played there, and for the better.
All right, Augie Garrido, head coach of the Texas Longhorns and the author of the new book, Life is Yours to Win. Augie, appreciate your time, and we'll see you in Omaha, all right?
All right.